You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Parvovirus and kennel cough are two dog illnesses that have been spiking in New Zealand, particularly in Auckland. With Auckland in and out of lockdowns over the past 2 years, the puppy market has also seen a rise in demand and made it harder for owners to get their puppies vaccinated at the right times. SPCA's scientific officer, Dr. Alison Vaughan, discussed these two pet problems with me today. I began by asking, what is parvovirus?
So parvovirus is a highly contagious viral disease which affects the gastrointestinal tract of dogs.
What are the symptoms that dogs get when they contract this virus?
Often the symptoms of parvo are non-specific at the start. So we'll see things like lethargy, which is a lack of energy, a lack of appetite and a fever. And this usually progresses to vomiting and bloody diarrhea. And this disease can progress quickly. And for particularly vulnerable animals, so that's young animals who are unvaccinated or incompletely vaccinated, and also adult dogs who aren't up to date on their vaccines, this can be very serious and even deadly.
How serious would you say it normally progresses? Sort of what's the time period?
So signs typically occur within 5 to 7 days of being exposed, so it's not immediate, but you'll gradually see those signs, and depending on the dog, it could resolve itself, or it could continue for quite some time, or even cause the animal to go downhill. So we do recommend, if you do see these signs, that you call your veterinarian. Don't rush off into the veterinary practice, because obviously your dog may have something that's very contagious. So give your vet a call, and they'll be able to advise you on if you need to come in, and that allows them to take some steps to keep the rest of their clients safe.
How can dogs catch this? Where do they sort of get it from?
Yeah, so they can catch it from directly contacting feces that contains the virus, as well as indirectly contacting contaminated objects. And one of the challenges with parvo is it can remain viable in the environment for a really long time. So if you have had a puppy at your house who has had parvo, that's probably going to be in the ground for a very long time. So you just need to be very conscious if environment has been contaminated. So surfaces like grass or soil, it's very difficult to disinfect them. So if you do see signs of your pup not being well, making sure not to keep them on surfaces like that, because that will make it easier to disinfect.
Can people's clothes carry this as well?
Yes, absolutely. So whenever diarrhea is involved, we should be washing everything, washing our clothes, washing our hands, but also be aware that even if you've been walking out somewhere, for example, if you have been down the dog park and you might have stepped in something, it can also be carried on your footwear. So we just need to be really careful about what's coming into the home.
Is there any cure for a virus like this so far?
Not exactly a cure, but there is treatment that's supportive of the symptoms. So that's particularly important if you have a young puppy, because they can get dehydrated very quickly, and obviously if they're vomiting and have diarrhea, that's a risk. So in many cases, you may have to have your puppy stay in the vets for supportive care, but that would be a conversation you have with your vet.
If it gets to that serious state, do you know the mortality rate?
If treated, it's quite promising, but if untreated, unfortunately, it's up to 80% fatality rate. So it's really important to seek help if you are seeing these symptoms.
So moving on to sort of a different virus that probably seems a bit less serious, can you explain what kennel cough is?
Sure. So kennel cough is also known as canine cough. This is, again, highly infectious, and it's a respiratory issue. So it's common, contagious, infectious upper respiratory disease seen in dogs. And you can think of it a bit like the common cold in people, but it is confined to dogs. So classic symptoms is this loud, high-pitched cough. It sounds a bit like a goose honk, or a bit like some people describe their dog retching or hacking, as if they have something stuck in their throat. You'll also see symptoms like loss of appetite, lack of energy, so lethargy again, and nasal discharge.
I'm aware there's a vaccine for this when they're younger. Can dogs still get kennel cough if they're vaccinated, just like you could still get the flu if you have a flu vaccine?
Yeah, that's a great comparison. So yes, it's possible that they can still get Ken and cough when they have been vaccinated, but it reduces the risk, and it also reduces how serious it is when they get it.
So how serious can it get if it gets to the extreme level?
Typically, Ken and cough is less serious than something like parvo, but it's obviously very unpleasant and distressing for everyone involved. And depending on the age and the health status of the animal, it could be more serious. So you may have bouts of coughing that can last for several weeks, and you may need to seek veterinary treatment to alleviate some of these really distressing clinical signs. Because, I don't know if you've seen a dog with kennel cough, but it is very distressing when they're coughing in this way.
So what would you say to puppy owners who have unvaccinated pups? What should they be doing to protect their dogs?
Yeah, well, we would strongly recommend that you're getting their core vaccinations. And that's really important for preparing them for being a healthy, happy adult. And it's also really important with puppies because this occurs at their sensitive socialization periods, the overlap for the vaccinations. It's really important that we don't hold back on socialization, but there are ways of doing this safely. So, for example, you can do some of the socialization to different sounds and surfaces at home. You can also take your puppy out carrying them with you in a backpack or a stroller, or even in your car if you're going to pick up the kids from school, just so they're getting these positive exposures to things that they'll encounter in their adult life. And that's really important that we cover both vaccination for health and socialization for mental health, so that our puppies grow up to be happy, healthy and well-adjusted. It's important as well with vaccination to remember that many kennels, many doggy daycares, many places will require your dog to be vaccinated, and that's because dogs are in such close quarters and it's easier to transmit things. So to keep everyone safe, make sure your dog's vaccinated.
That was SPCA's scientific officer, Dr. Alison Vaughan, talking about the seriousness of parvovirus and kennel cough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.